Today is the annual National Day of Prayer. Since 1988, the event has taken place on the first Thursday in May. Joining us on the live line is Pastor Anthony Shannon, pastor of the Victory Church International, located in Westland. And thank you, Pastor, for joining us. Can you tell us, most people of faith say we should pray every day, so why hold a National Day of Prayer?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. We should pray every day, but the mere fact is most people aren't praying. You know, we do a prayer call every day, Monday through Friday, 9:45. We tell them 30 minutes or less, and it's amazing to me when we reach out to people and say, hey, do you have anything you want me to pray for you or anything you want me to touch and agree? They go, no. I go, wow, you don't need no prayer for nothing, no protection or anything. So it's amazing that people don't pray. So National Day of Prayer at least gets people mindset of saying, hey, we should take a moment to pray or at least be thankful.
So this event began in 1952, and it was designed for people to gather in houses of worship to pray for world peace. What would you yourself want people to pray for today?
I want people to pray for love. Love does not uncover. Love covers. And most in our world, we don't see people loving each other anymore. We see people tearing each other down. We see people creating drama. All the sitcom shows, all the shows that we see now are all about drama, cutting on people, talking about people, putting people down. But love covers. Love builds up. And I would say we need love. We need people to love each other. We need people to love different cultures. Our United States of America made up of all kind of people, amalgamation of background, cultures, and they grew up differently, think differently. And we need love in order to understand each other so that we can get along, go along, and then work along.
So what would you say to people who say prayer doesn't matter or doesn't help?
Well, I would say try it. Try it and don't knock it until you try it. You know, a lot of people say that if you talk to different people, it don't work. There's people mean, they're evil. And then they get to talk to a person, understand a person, and then guess what? They find out, wow, that person's okay. Hey, that person, all right. Even if they're different, they can appreciate the difference, because all of us, at once we try something, you know, I never did like beets, and then I started beets. And when I first started, well, I don't like them. But then as I kept eating them, putting them in different salads and different things, I go, man, beets are good. It was just a matter of trying it before I knocked it. And a lot of times people say, I'm not going to do that. And then when they try it or do it, it starts working. So if a person just at least try, let me just pray. Let me just say, hey, give me strength. I don't believe, but help my unbelief. And then they try it, and they might like it.
So can you give me the definition of a prayer?
Sure. Prayer is talking to God about anything and waiting for him to respond. It's that simple. Talking to God about anything and waiting for him to respond.
So for people who haven't prayed in a long time, or maybe have never heard a prayer, how, and you know, sometimes people are embarrassed, right? They don't, you know, it's like, how do you admit something like this that maybe a lot of people face? So how do you suggest somebody get started?
This is how I tell people to get started. However they talk. If they talk, you know, hey, bud, if they talk, what's up? If they talk, hi, John, then they just need to say, hey, Father, I ain't talked to you in a long time. But I'm coming to you now. I need to talk to you in the name of Jesus. And this is Anthony. I don't know if you remember me, but I'm having some challenges. I'm having some issues. And I would love for you to help me get through these issues. And so I would look for your answer, look for you to talk to me and help me straighten it out in Jesus' name.
Pastor, I think it's important to recognize that there are religions of all kinds, right? And
yes,
that prayer can look different for everybody.
This is correct. Because some people, as we see down in Israel, Jews go to the wall and they nod their heads as they're praying to Israel, God. And then there's some who sit and meditate as they're chanting to their God. Whatever method that you use or that a person is comfortable with, they need to do that. And I suggest just getting started. just talking and having a conversation like you and I are having a conversation, and turn that into